Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Yorkshire Sports Personality of the Year Awards.
Okay, so we now know Alistair Brownlee is the Yorkshire Sports Personality of the Year 2016. We've still got to announce the Rising Star Award, the Team of the Year, but right now we're going to be announcing the Coach of the Year for 2016. I can tell you, in third position for Yorkshire County Cricket Club, Jason Gillespie. Congratulations to you, Jason. Well done. In second position for Hull FC, Lee Radford. Congratulations to Lee Radford on a stellar year for Hull FC. Wonderful year for them. But in first position and the 2016 Coach of the Year for the Yorkshire Sports Personality of the Year Awards, it's John Keir. Good morning, John.
Morning, how are you?
Very, very well, very well. Congratulations, John. You have been nominated and you have won by thousands of votes. John Keir, Coach of the Year in the Yorkshire Sports Personality of the Year Award. Congratulations.
Well, I'm really, really pleased about that. And I think it's a reflection of the players, the staff, the board of directors, the fans, everybody connected at Batley. But obviously, it's particularly thanks to my fellow coaching staff because it was a fantastic year. And this just tops it all, especially when it's voted for by the Yorkshire public. So I'm very, very honoured and very, very humble.
Well, I mean, you're in some great company in there. We just announced the other two there with Lee Radford and with Jason Gillespie. But for yourself, with Batley over this last year, it was just an absolutely stunning season for Batley.
It was, and, you know, we've often been referred to as the Leicester City of the Championship. And I think that's a fair reflection. The fact that we came the top of all the part-time teams in the country, I think that's a massive, massive honour. And it was just fantastic. And it all started off with around about this time of year when we had a very, very tough pre-season, went into the trial games, built confidence, and then we ambushed Lee on the first game of the season, and the players just grew in confidence and self-belief. And it was just a pleasure to be in and around the club and to sort of take part in a fantastic journey.
Yeah, and it should not be understated, the achievement of yourself and Batley as a part-time club, beating the likes of Bradford and Sheffield, who were both full-time last season.
Yeah, there were Bradford, Sheffield, there was Featherston, and there was Halifax. And, you know, there were a number of clubs. I think if you'd have put people in how much money was spent, we'd have probably been tipped to come 9th or 10th. But sport doesn't happen like that, and that's the beauty of sport, and that's the magic of sport. And obviously, the achievements of the players, of the team, of the coaches, directors and fans is there for all to see. And it was fantastic. It was a pleasure to be in. This rounds it all off. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to have to do pretty well in 2017 to be any better.
Pressure's on now,
pressure's
John.
Pressure's on, John.
Correct, correct.
At what point during the season did you think, wow, we've got a really special group of players here. We've got an amazing team. We could actually do some things here.
Well, to tell you the truth, all the focus in pre-season was on the league game because we took that was the second hardest fixture of the whole season. And, you know, Lee away being harder, obviously. And we felt that if we could get something out of that, one, it would send a message to everybody else. But two, what it does, it sends a message to yourself as a group that, you know, you are good. I always felt the players underestimated themselves. But once we came up with that victory, they really did start to believe and you could see them visibly grow in confidence. And then we put a fantastic run together early in the season. It was a real tough start, and we came away with the draw against Bradford, and we knocked Sheffield off, and all of a sudden, when you were in and around the place, you could see the players looking at each other and just thinking, hey, we're not bad, we can do something this year, and then it just snowballed from there, and it was very, very similar to Leicester City, and it was just great to sort of pilot the ship along the waters.
Yeah, I absolutely. And now it's important. I know you're not at Batley anymore, but it's important that the club just continue to build on that success, that extra income that they received from getting into the middle eights, and continue to push on.
It is, yes, and you know they've already done that. I mean, you know, behind the scenes at Batley, they've been very canny. It's always been a club. Chairman Kevin Nicholas is an outstanding chairman. Chief Exec Paul Harrison's outstanding, and the board directors are, and they've never spent beyond their means. And Batley is a solvent club. It's got its own ground. And what they've decided to do is invest in facilities, both for training facilities and to upgrade the ground, as well as what, you know, recruit further, because we only had a squad of about 23, 24 players last year. Well, the squad this year at Batley is up to 30, 31. So you can see what they're doing. They're trying to consolidate in that top four, and I believe that's the correct way forward for the club. And obviously, I wish them all the well, because it's a club that I've got an emotional attachment with, and it's a club that I feel a great deal for.
An exciting times ahead for yourself, John. Looking forward to getting your teeth stuck in back over at Wakefield.
Yeah, we've already had 8 weeks. Well, we're into our eighth week of pre-season. It's been a pretty tough pre-season. The players have responded really well, and I think the recruitment with Chris Chester and Michael Carter has been very, very good indeed. And I'm hopeful. And again, we'll see how Wakefield start the year, just as Batley did last year, that they may well could not only get in the top eight, but consolidate themselves as a top six team. And that would sort of be my personal goal for this year, and hopefully that will be achieved.
Well, we wish you the best of luck with this season at Wakefield. I noticed that they're up for someone to name the stadium at the moment, looking for sort of like a sponsorship name. I'm just saying, John Keir Stadium, just putting it out there.
Oh, I'd be happy with that, I'll tell you. Yes. You've got a vote there from me straight away.
Let's get on to Michael.
Let's do it. We'll get on to Michael. See if we can make that happen. John Keir, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Congratulations on winning Coach of the Year on the Yorkshire Sports Personality of the Year Award. Merry Christmas and have a Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas to you. And thanks to all the guys at Batley, the coaching staff, Kevin, Paul, and my missus as well. I'm just wrapping a Christmas present for so. It's been fantastic. Thank you very much as well for the award, and thanks for all your listeners.